Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Varma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Yugma Innovation Conclave in New Delhi today. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly unanimously passes resolution denouncing Pahalgam terror attack. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reviews arrangements ahead of Char Dham Yatra beginning tomorrow. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal holds talks with his UK counterpart Jay Reynolds on free trade agreement between the two countries. Indian women's baseball team qualifies for Asian Cup 2025, and in cricket, Vaibhav Suryavanshi becomes youngest centurion in IPL history. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Yugma Conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Yugma, meaning confluence in Sanskrit, is a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators. It will contribute to the country's innovation journey, driven by a collaborative project of around 1,400 crore rupees with joint investment from the Vadhvani Foundation and government institutions. More from our correspondent.
The conclave aims to catalyze large-scale private investment in the country's innovation ecosystem, strengthen academia-industry-government partnerships, and accelerate innovation aligned with the vision of Vikasit Bharat. In line with Prime Minister's vision of a self-reliant and innovation-led India, various key projects will be initiated during the conclave. The conclave will also include high-level roundtables and panel discussions involving government officials, top industry and academic leaders. With Bhupendra Singh, Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Jammu and Kashmir Assembly has unanimously passed a resolution denouncing Pahalgam terror attack. In a strongly worded resolution, the Assembly expressed shock and anguish over the incident and resolved to fight resolutely to defeat the nefarious designs to disturb communal harmony and hinder progress of the nation and Jammu and Kashmir. The resolution, moved by Deputy Chief Minister Surinder Chaudhary during a special session of the Assembly, was passed by voice vote. More from our correspondent.
Resolution reads that such acts of terror are a direct assault on the ethos of Kashmiriyat, the values enshrined in our constitution and the spirit of unity, peace and harmony that have long characterized Jammu and Kashmir and our nation. The host also praised the efforts of people in J&K in the aftermath of the attack. The host endorses the diplomatic measures announced by the Union Government on April 23 after the meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security. The host appealed to the political party, religious and community leaders, youth organizations, civil society groups and media houses across the nation to maintain calm, reject violence and work collectively to uphold peace, unity and constitutional values. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
Addressing the Assembly, Chief Minister Omar Abdullah said that Kashmir has shown resistance against terrorism for the first time since the onset of terrorism following the Pahalgam attack. The Chief Minister praised the spontaneous outpouring of grief and condemnation across the region, marking the beginning of the end of terrorism.
Militancy, terror, dehshat, atankwad, iska khatma tab hoga jab log hamare saath ho. Aur ye is mauke ki shuruaat hai. Hum bandook ke zariye militancy ko control kar sakte hain. Usko khatam nahi kar sakte. Khatam tab hoga jab log hamare saath honge. Aur aaj lagta hai ki log ab wahan tak pahunch rahe hain.
The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military at some places along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defense sources said Pakistan Army posts fired unprovoked across the line of control in areas opposite Kupwara and Baramulla districts, as well as the Akhnoor sector. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami held a meeting with district magistrates from across the state to review the arrangements for the Char Dham Yatra, which is scheduled to begin tomorrow. In a social media post, Mr. Dhami said devotees will be able to have darshan of Baba Kedar at Kedarnath Dham from the 2nd of May. The registration for Char Dham Yatra also began yesterday.
सभी तैयारियां पूर्ण कर ली गई हैं। सड़क व्यवस्था है, यातायात व्यवस्था है, पेयजल व्यवस्था है, स्टेक होल्डरों के साथ बातचीत है। सभी व्यवस्थाओं की लगातार मेरे द्वारा समीक्षा की गई है। यात्रा में आने वाले प्रत्येक यात्री की सुरक्षा हमारे लिए सबसे बड़ी प्राथमिकता है।
Union Minister of Agriculture, Farmers Welfare and Rural Development, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, held a virtual dialogue with all the 731 Krishi Vigyan Kendras, KVKs, across the country from New Delhi yesterday. In his address, Mr. Chauhan emphasized the need for a campaign-driven approach to strengthen the agriculture sector, which supports 45% of the population and contributes 18% to the country's GDP. Mr. Chauhan also shared ideas about taking new initiatives to work by linking soil health cards and farmer awareness. He asked the farmers to work further in the direction of farming by giving proper advisory according to the balanced use of fertilizers to maintain the quality of the soil. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis has said that hosting Waves 2025 is a matter of great pride for Maharashtra and has appealed to citizens to visit the event, which will be held in Mumbai from the 1st to the 4th of May. He described Waves as a major opportunity to showcase India's creative excellence on the global stage, emphasizing the importance of the creative economy and its potential to generate employment and opportunities. He reaffirmed the commitment to establishing Mumbai as the capital of the global entertainment industry.
We are committed to establishing Mumbai as the capital of the global entertainment industry and to provide a world-class platform for artists, creators, and innovators.
In his Mann Ki Baat program, broadcast last Sunday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi discussed the science center established at Naxal-affected Dantewada in Chhattisgarh. The science center is playing an important role in developing scientific thinking among the children living in the area. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while referring to the science center established in Naxal-affected Dantewada of Chhattisgarh in the Mann Ki Baat program, said that this science center has become a new ray of hope for the children and their parents. Dantewada Jilla Panchayat CEO Jayant Nahata said that with the establishment of the science center in this remote area, the local students are now also getting the same information about science as the children living in big cities.
Dantewada Science Center, Dantewada के युवाओं और बच्चों के लिए एक नवाचार का एक बहुत अच्छा मंच है। साइंस सेंटर के अंदर हमने 10 विशेष कक्ष बनाए हैं। हमारा पूर्णतः यह उद्देश्य है कि बच्चे यहाँ पे आए, सीखें और ना केवल देखें, वहाँ पे खुद प्रयोग करें।
In a region once known for violence and unrest, this science center has emerged as a symbol of hope and development. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Union, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met with UK's Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in London yesterday to advance negotiations for a free trade agreement, FTA, between the two nations. Mr. Goyal arrived in London for 2 days of discussions aimed at strengthening investment ties and bilateral trade. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the talks on the free trade agreement between India and the UK are being relaunched and both sides are committed to moving the agreement forward. US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has reaffirmed that India is likely to be among the first countries to finalize a trade agreement with the United States. Mr. Bessent cited India's relatively open trade environment and limited non-tariff barriers as major reasons for the accelerated progress. The announcement comes amid growing global trade tensions, with the US having introduced broad tariffs earlier this month. In Punjab, the testing of the anti-drone system has been completed and installations will begin shortly along the Indo-Pak border. With the installation, it would be easier to check cross-border smuggling of drugs, weapons and explosives via drones. The system could detect any flying machine within 10-kilometer radius, Punjab Police Chief Gaurav Yadav said that the deployment will be carried out in coordination with the Ministry of Home Affairs and the Border Security Force. Voting has ended across Canada, with British Columbia being one of the final constituencies to close its polls. The Liberal Party, led by Mark Carney, remains in the lead according to latest trends. The Liberals are leading in 132 seats, while the Conservatives are leading in 88. After experiencing an unexpected outage, the Elections Canada website is now back online. To secure a majority government, a party must win at least 172 out of 343 seats. In Pakistan, at least 7 people were killed and 9 others injured after a powerful bomb blast struck the office of a peace committee in volatile Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province yesterday. Hospital officials reported that 16 injured individuals were brought in for treatment, with 7 succumbing to their wounds. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. Pakistan has seen a sharp rise in terrorist attacks, particularly in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa and Balochistan, following the collapse of the ceasefire agreement with the band Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, TTP, in November 2022. The Indian women's baseball team confirmed its qualification for the Asian Cup 2025 after beating Thailand 6-5 in the Super Round stage of the qualifiers in Bangkok yesterday. We have more from our sports desk.
India will face off against Indonesia in the gold medal match today. Irrespective of the result, India will make its fourth consecutive appearance in the Asian Baseball Cup, which is a second-tier competition below the Asian Baseball Championship. In IPL T20 cricket, Vaibhav Suryavanshi shattered the record of the youngest centurion in tournament history. It is also the second fastest century in the tournament and the fastest century by an Indian. Vaibhav's historic turn alongside Yashasvi Jaiswal's unbeaten 70 saw host Rajasthan Royals register an emphatic 8-wicket victory over Gujarat Titans in Jaipur last night. Vaibhav, who scored 101 runs in 38 balls, was declared player of the match. Today, Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders in New Delhi at 7:30 p.m. In women's cricket, India will take on South Africa in the Tri-Nation Series in Colombo today. The match will start at 10 a.m. IST. And in badminton, India will face Indonesia today in a crucial must-win Group D match at the BWF Sudirman Cup Final in Xiamen, China. The Indian team's campaign got off to a rocky start with a 1-4 loss to Denmark on Sunday. With only the top two teams from the group advancing to the next round, India must defeat Indonesia to keep its quarterfinal hopes alive. Manik Sharma, Sports Desk.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Meghalaya, Assam and Odisha today. The Met Department predicted fairly widespread to widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over northeast India during the next 5 days. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and NSA Ajit Dobhal briefed Prime Minister Modi on Jammu and Kashmir situation amid tension with Pakistan, writes the Asian Age. Nervous Pakistan continues to play dirty, headlines the Pioneer. Fearing escalation, farmers harvest wheat across barbed wire fencing on war footing, reports the Tribune. India's military spending last year was nearly 9 times that of Pakistan and the 5th highest in the world, reports Hindustan Times. 24,000 Jawans encircle Naxals in biggest ever counter-insurgency operation in Bijapur, reads the Asian Age headline. Delhi's senior citizens above 70 can now get free treatment with Ayushman cards, reports the Indian Express. And finally, some good news for wildlife enthusiasts. 5 more cheetah cubs born at Kuno National Park, where tourism has increased by 120%, and 3 penguin chicks born to 2 pairs in Mumbai's Baikula Zoo, the first in over a year, writes the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Yugma Innovation Conclave in New Delhi today. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly unanimously passes a resolution denouncing Pehelgam terror attack. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami reviews arrangements ahead of Char Dham Yatra beginning tomorrow. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal holds talks with his UK counterpart Jay Reynolds on free trade agreement between the two countries. Indian women's baseball team qualifies for Asian Cup 2025, and in cricket, Vaibhav Suryavanshi becomes youngest centurion in IPL history. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.